everyone. Welcome to my podcast. I hope that you're having an amazing day. I hope that 2025 is bringing you all the wonderful things that you deserve. And I hope that you never forget that you are enough no matter what you're going through. Today I wanted to talk about a topic that I feel like it's not spoken about enough, and also a topic that's sensitive to each and one of us, and that is grief. I have lost a loved one, and I don't really believe that time heals that. Like, time doesn't heal everything. Like, I don't think time heals when someone dies. That will forever hurt, and I'm okay with that, because if it hurts, that means I still have love for that person. If it hurts, that means I still remember that person. And my biggest fear when my brother died was that I was going to forget him, because I have a very forgetful mind in reality. I forget everything. So I'm like, I don't want to forget the way he laughed. I don't want to forget the way he talked. I didn't want to forget the way he hugged me. I didn't want to forget the way he cooked. I just didn't want to forget anything. And it literally freaked me out, because I'm like, I'm gonna forget, because I have a forgetful memory. So for me, when I am sad about my brother dying, I am sad, I'm not gonna lie, but I almost, like, it's almost comforting that I can still love him and that I can still remember him and that that connection is still there and it's not gone. So I kind of appreciate that, and that's a way that if you're grieving someone that passed away, I know it's hard and there's nothing that anyone can say to make you feel better, but as someone who is going through it and who will always, you know, have this heavy heart because I lost my brother, I can say you can kind of make it not positive, because it's never a positive, but just see it in a different light. You know, yes, it's sad that you're crying and you're sitting there missing this person, but also remind yourself that if you didn't love this person, then you wouldn't, and that'd be really sad. You know, if you didn't have this connection with that person, then you wouldn't be sad, you wouldn't be grieving them. So you're grieving them because you love them, you're grieving them because they were important and special to you, and they'll always be, because grief of someone who passes away does not go away. And I know that for a fact, because it's almost 4 years since my brother passed away, and I honestly feel like it gets harder, especially around the time that he passed away. He's like constantly on my mind, which I don't mind at all. I actually love when I remember him. There are times where I don't want to, and that sounds really bad, but it just hurts too much to think about sometimes. So I just, like, I can't, you know, I can't right now, just because I don't want to remember how much it hurts. But that's definitely not a good thing. Sometimes I just can't. I can't sit down and feel it, because it is a great pain. And as people know, if you are listening to this and you knew my brother, he was just an amazing person. So it's hard when someone so amazing passes away, because you're like, you're supposed to be here, you know, being the amazing person that you were and that you are. But definitely grieving someone who passes away is a hard one. As much as there's so many things out there, so many people telling you how to grieve, I'm not here to tell you how to grieve. I'm only here to speak about grief and my journey and ways that you can grieve. But obviously everybody's journey looks different. Nobody's journey looks the same when you're grieving, whether it is a job, a person that's still alive, a person that passed away, or yourself and like your past self. It all looks different. There's no particular order where you have to be like, this is exactly where I want to be, and this is exactly how I should be grieving this. Just make sure that when you're grieving, you're around people who are going to support your grieving process, and not people who are going to tell you how you should be grieving. Grieving someone can affect your mental, your physical, your spiritual. It can really take a toll on you. And I remember when my brother passed away, one of the things that it really shook was my faith, because at the time I was very, very religious, and I wholeheartedly believe that if you believe in God 100%, then he'll give you what you want. I know that's like a crazy statement, but that's how I was raised, so that's what I believe. Like, I believed in miracles, and when my brother didn't make it, it was just very baffling for me, and I was so angry, especially so angry at life and God. And I remember people telling me, like, you cannot be mad at God. I don't know what tapped into me, because I don't think I was ever this woke. I think I was, but not as woke as I was after my brother passed away. Like, with my feelings and respecting how I felt, I always felt like I had to hide how I, like, my feelings and the way I felt about certain things. When my brother passed away, he almost didn't care what anyone thought about how I felt. Like, if I felt like I wanted to be angry at God, I was going to be angry, because I knew that I wasn't going to be angry forever. I just needed to be angry at the moment. So I remember people telling me, like, Nesh, you cannot be mad at God, right? And I'm like, my response was, I can be mad and I will be mad because my brother died. And that's not something that everyone can understand. And if you don't understand, then you don't get to sit here and tell me I can't be mad. And I know that some people were doing it in a way to protect me, because they felt like, well, if you're mad, then, you know, like, you want to protect my heart. I want to make sure that I'm sane and I'm well. But it's like, you cannot rush the process of grieving. And also, whatever stage I'm on, that's where you should allow me to be. And that's where I should allow myself to be. So I allow myself to be angry. And I was angry for a very, very long time. Anger is not one of my biggest emotions, but I definitely experienced it when my brother passed away. I was just so angry at everything, because how dare you? But then I allow myself to feel it, and eventually I stopped being angry, and the sadness took over. You know, it's a process. You go through all of these emotions, like anger, depression, or again, you might feel guilty if there's like moments where you were like, well, I felt like I should have done this, or I should have done this. You are going to go through all the emotions, and then eventually when you are ready, you will accept it. So I know for a fact that when my brother passed away, I was in complete denial. Did I know that I was in denial? I know for a fact now I was, but at the time I didn't think I was in denial. I thought that I pretty much knew and I accepted it, but I didn't. I was in denial. And then anger hit, and then depression hit, and then sadness hit, and it just kept going. And I can say today that I finally accept it. But when you accept it, that's when it hurts the most, I feel like, because it's like, it's bittersweet. You accept that they're not here anymore, but when you accept things, it's not closure. I don't really know how to explain it. It's not like you get closure, but it's like you're ready to feel it all. That I think that's what it is. When you accept that someone passed away and that they're no longer with you, it almost hurts more, because now you've been able to go through all the emotions of grief and then passing away, trying to figure out like what's happening. And now that you've figured out what's happening, now you understand what's happening. It's like, oh, like it hurts. Like, acceptance hurts, because you're accepting the fact that they're gone, and you don't ever want to accept that. So I think when you get to acceptance, it's clearly you're at a good spot, but I think it hurts more, because I remember when my brother passed away, it wasn't like, I obviously cried, but because I was in such denial, it was very hard for me to cry about it. And then as time went by, just even the thought of him would make me tear up so quickly. Like, it was so emotional. And that's how I knew I was starting to accept it, because I wasn't in this reality where I was denying it. I was coming into the reality of, this is my life and this is real. And that's when things hit you, because if you allow it to be real, you're obviously going to feel the feelings. Throughout my healing journey of my brother passing away, I definitely seek therapy. I know a lot of people are not into that, but I definitely am an advocate for that, because I found a wonderful therapist and she helped me through it. And honestly, a lot of times I didn't even talk too much about it, but it was just it was having someone there that I can speak to if I wanted to. And she made it so special. Like, she gave me like this gift. It's like this star gift, and I get to hang it in my car, and she was like, this is like, you know, when you are sad and you miss your brother, just like look at this. Like, this is like him here. And you know, that's special. Finding a therapist that's going to hear you out and who sees you is very important. It's like any other relationship in your life, truly, because a therapist needs to, you have to connect. There has to be a connection in order for you guys to talk things out and for them to make you feel comfortable. So therapy is definitely one way to help your grieving process. And like I've said in other episodes, journaling. I'm such a huge journaler. I journal. If I'm sad, I journal. If I'm happy, I journal. If I need to say something, I journal, because it allows my emotions to flow out of me instead of keeping them in me, whether it's happiness or sadness or resentment or anger. Journal. If you're not into that, I promise you, try journaling. I don't know, you don't have to stick to it, but definitely try. And if you're someone hearing this and you haven't lost anyone, or you have, but the journey you're in is you're supporting a friend who is grieving at the moment, the best advice I would give you is don't say anything like they're in a better place or everything happens for a reason. Those two things, I used to get so mad at those phrases, so mad, because what do you mean? And so don't say that to your friend. Eventually, maybe they'll get to a point where they do believe that, but it's not your like position to make them believe that. And honestly, just be there for your friend, like go out with them, make plans with them. And also make sure you give them space, but don't give them too much space. Like, give them space enough to, you know, grieve and that they don't feel like overwhelmed, but also be there for them, check up on them, text them randomly, like, you know, hey, I'm thinking of you, hope you're doing okay. Make sure you text them on special dates, like if it's the person that they lost birthday, or if it was the day that they passed away. If it's like a special like date that person was meaningful in that day, it's very important to text that person and just remind them that you're thinking of them today. And if you knew the person that passed away, you could also remind them of the magic that person had and how beautiful they were. And I'm only saying this because that's what I like when it's a special day with my brother, and you know, my friends text me, or just people that know me and respect me, and you know, they're thinking of me that day because they remember, like, hey, like, this is an important day, and they understand that it's a hard and difficult day, so they go out of their way to be like, say, hey, I know this is a hard day and I hope you're okay, and I'm here if you need anything. That's literally all you have to say. You don't have to say anything more or anything less. It's so important to have a community that is supportive throughout your grieving journey. And honestly, you will find it. And you could always seek people that have experienced grief, because it could be very lonely when there's people around you who don't understand. Like, it's one thing that people are there for you, but it's nice and comforting when you experience a relationship with someone who, like, really understands. Like, they know because they've been through it. That's a different type of connection, and you're not gonna have that with someone who didn't lose someone that they truly loved, or someone that was special and someone who they loved. It's important to find people who have been through that. You're gonna be like, well, Nash, you can't walk around like, have you lost someone? But I think you should, you know, pray to the universe, pray to God that it brings you people in your life that are supportive and that have gone through the same thing, because that's support in itself. You're able to speak about that, and even if you don't even get into details, that connection without talking about it is already special. And if you're currently grieving at this moment, I hope that you get through it as gracefully as possible, but that you also allow yourself to feel every single emotion, and don't allow anyone to tell you how to feel. Feel the way you want to feel, because I promise you, you won't feel that way forever. Take as much time as you need to be angry, to be sad, to be depressed. Take as much time as you need to be all of the emotions. But I do hope that once you're done feeling all of those hard emotions, that life brings you peace and love and joy, and that you learn how to live again, and you start to walk again, and you start to smile again, and you start to laugh again. I personally didn't realize how sad and depressed I was when my brother passed away, and now I look back on photos and videos and you can see it in my face. Like, it was very noticeable. I didn't think at the time that I was that I mean, obviously, I was sad. I just didn't think I was like that down bad. Like, I looked that bad. So, honestly, it doesn't matter. Just be yourself and feel it out. You're like, take a moment and take it in. I wish that when my brother passed away, sometimes I wish when he passed away, I just didn't move. And I know that sounds silly, but I just wish I just sat in a place for like a month and didn't move. Like, what I'm saying is, take your time. Don't rush your grieving process. The world does keep spinning, but yours doesn't have to keep spinning. Just make it stop for a second and sit down and really just think about what's happening in your life and take it all in. Because you can never go back in time. So might as well just soak in the moment. Even if it's a bad moment, soak it in. Because you'll look back and be like, okay, at least I allow myself to feel these emotions. I personally look back and I'm like, damn, I wish that I allow myself to feel everything when it all happened. But obviously I didn't have control over it. It was my first time experiencing something like that. I didn't really know what was happening or what I was supposed to do or what I wasn't supposed to do. Not that there is a book where you're supposed to do anything. That's what I'm saying. Like, just feel your emotions. I hope that you get through your journey gracefully and calmly. And I hope that you enjoy this podcast episode today. If you know anyone who is grieving, who this listening to this will benefit them and they can learn something or give them comfort, please make sure that you share with them. Hit the like button. Make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel. Have an amazing day.